girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast is all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So, girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. What's up, girl? I'm so excited that you're here for today's episode because honestly, one of my favorite times to record podcasts for you is when there's conversations that I'm having with my girlfriends that feel like they're coming up over and over again. And I'm like, okay, I have to record an Empower Her episode about this because, you know, on this podcast, I do like to think of us like we're girlfriends. In particular, those of you that DM me on Instagram and you tell me what episodes you're vibing with, or you tell me what's going on in your life, or you text into our text list and you just loop me in on what's going on, or you share it on Instagram stories and tell your girlfriends about the podcast. Freaking love that. So grateful for that. But it also just makes it this like two-way conversation so I can know what's going on in your life. So thank you for all of you that do that. It's so appreciated. But honestly, one of the things that's been coming up for me and for a lot of my girlfriends, and also even for like women that I'm working with in my podcast mastermind, where like I work really in depth with them one-on-one and then also in a small group and we do a retreat to that, it's like I get to know so much about their businesses and I get to know so much about how they think about life. And because of that, I'm noticing this common theme, which is around this idea of chaos and chaos being required to get to the next level. And I touched on this a little bit on last week's episode where we talked about doing less better, but I actually want to get a little bit more granular on the topic of chaos and how we can manufacture chaos and how we can really get to the root of what might be driving the show for us with us not even recognizing it consciously. And let me kind of set the stage here. So, you know, I'm in this mastermind. So I host a podcast mastermind for podcasters, and this is like a 4-month program, but I'm also part of one because obviously if I'm going to host masterminds, of course I'm going to be in masterminds, but I'm in one that's called CEO Mama, and it is made for moms that are building businesses. Majority of us that are in this have 7-figure businesses. And I'm not saying that as like a flex of like, oh, 7-figure business, although that's obviously something to be really proud of, but it's more so because, you know, when you have a business at that level, you probably have team or you've done a lot of things or you've been in the game for a while. So you've just had to iterate, which also means you've had to go up against different stories that you're telling yourself in business and figure out how to get to that next level in order to get to the level of a 7-figure business. And in addition, throwing in the element of also doing it with having humans that are all always going to be at different stages of life, it creates this complexity that we can all share in common. Like we just navigate those struggles together. So I love being part of this. And, you know, why I'm sharing that with you is because one of the things that we did when we went to our in-person retreat is we talked about what typically holds us back. And I have been thinking a lot about this because the main theme for me is this theme of chaos. And I want to share with you what I actually wrote. Like I literally have my journal in front of me that I wrote during this, and I'm just going to read it verbatim because I want to just talk about this with you in case that this can resonate. So I wrote down, I'm really excited to continue challenging the belief that I previously had of how I want to work and grow in that I can do less better, that it doesn't have to feel chaotic. It can actually feel fun, light, and easy, but also be so impactful. And I can make a shit ton of money creating all sorts of options and adventures for our future growing family, inspiring other people that they can do this too along the way. So that's what I wrote in my journal. And when I started to think about this, as we were going through this activity, we talked about like what typically holds us back. And I want to like twist that question onto you. Like what typically holds you back? Are you aware of like what the theme is? Because I have noticed that a lot of us, the theme is around this idea of creating chaos or telling ourselves the story that in order to get where we want to go, it has to feel really hard. It has to feel really crazy. It has to feel just kind of like our nervous system is all over the place, like, right? And like I mentioned, we talked about that a little bit in last week's episode about doing less better. But I noticed that what typically holds me back is I create chaos unconsciously because it feels more familiar and safe. because I've done that previously in business where I've just had a lot of chaos and it worked for me in a different season, but it no longer works for me now. I just don't want that type of business that feels really chaotic. Because also we have a tiny little human, which at the time that this episode is released, he's one day from being 5 months old. So like, I just don't want that in my life anymore. But I also have been really consciously pushing back against this belief that it has to feel chaotic or that it has to feel like I'm constantly working or that I have to feel stressed in order to see success, whether it's in business or it's in any aspect of life. Because just to be really honest with you, this season of marriage has been one of the best seasons of our entire life. Like, in fact, we're celebrating 2 years of marriage, 15 years together, which, yes, if you're new to the podcast, we were together for 13 years before we got married. So don't let anyone tell you that you have to get married at any certain point in time. Like, you do you, you pick your own timeline. But you know, we have a 5-month-old baby and I'm building a business and then we're building a real estate business together. So we've got a lot going on, but this has actually been my favorite season of marriage because I feel as if we're really on the same team right now and we're really good at like tag teaming, being parents together while we're trying to figure out how to support each other and support each other in our health goals. And it's just really a fun season. But I actually have to catch myself because it feels so good that I catch myself subconsciously, almost accidentally self-sabotaging, wanting to create chaos. Because again, my nervous system, and I'm processing this and I'm working through this actively, defaults to having chaos feel more familiar in my business and in my relationships. So it's actually a conscious activity and mindset shift because what holds me back is feeling like it has to be chaotic, but it does not have to be chaotic. Even though I used to say that I thrived in chaos and I used to feel like that was something to be really proud of, that I could juggle all these things and have all these open tabs. And it did work to get me here, but I want my marriage to continue getting even better. I want my female friendships to get even better. I want my business to get even better. I want how I show up as a mom to get even better, even though I'm only 5 months into it, right? So I had to ask myself the question, what typically holds me back? And I could identify this concept of creating chaos because it feels more familiar and safe to me because like going all the way back to my childhood, that just felt like an environment that I was used to, right? Not knocking at my childhood, but that just felt comfortable to me because I was so familiar with that I still now as a 34-year-old woman catch myself having to consciously catch that thought that's wanting to make business more chaotic, wanting to make life more chaotic, or wanting to even make things in my marriage chaotic when it doesn't need to be. And I'm sharing that really transparently because maybe you're doing that too, or maybe you're aware of a pattern that you can catch that is holding you back and you are like, ooh, this always holds me back. Like outshining people always holds me back. It holds me back in friendships because I'm telling myself the story that I need to play smaller because I don't want to make people uncomfortable. Or it holds me back in my marriage because I'm afraid if my career takes off more than my husband or wife's career, then maybe he or she might feel this way about me. Or it holds me back from me actually wanting to go call my shot on that big thing because I'm scared that if I go do this, then people aren't going to connect with me anymore, right? Like that's not a theme for me, but maybe that's a theme for you. There's so many different things that we can identify that hold us back. One of the things that has previously held me back too is also like shiny object syndrome. And I used to label that, and maybe you do this, I used to label that as I'm multi-passionate. And I am 100% multi-passionate. And I believe that you're multi-passionate too. But that can hold us back if we're telling ourselves that we constantly have to be changing things over and over and over again. Like it's like picking something that you want to stay consistent with enough so that you can say that you gave it a full enough effort to know if you want to continue moving down that direction or not, right? It's okay to quit. It's okay to change your mind. I want to constantly normalize that. But if you're writing off like you're being multi-passionate as the reason that you're not ever sticking with anything, you might not be sticking with things long enough to get the results to see if you like that thing or not giving yourself the opportunity to get better at that thing, right? So is you saying I'm multi-passionate holding me back, right? And I just want you to like answer that question for yourself. Like in your head, as you're thinking about this, you're driving to work, you're in the shower, you're doing your workout, you're walking your dog, whatever you're doing right now. Like, Keisha, yeah, like I want to think about that. What is the main thing that's holding me back? And then from that, how has that belief supported you? Because, you know, I've talked a little bit about this on the podcast before, but this idea of creating chaos, even if I'm not consciously doing it, because it feels familiar and safe to my nervous system, something I'm consciously working on now because I know that this is a problem that's even subconscious, but now I'm making it more conscious, right? Bringing it to my awareness. So I know we're talking a little bit about chaos in today's episode, and I wanted to tell you something that's not chaotic, which is when you find a company that you know their products are so well made, it's such a slam dunk, and they come out with a new product line that you're so freaking excited about, you want to tell all of your girlfriends and anyone that listens into your podcast about them. Yeah, that's it right now. I'm talking about ClearStem. If you're not familiar with ClearStem, they are my favorite skincare line, but they just also came out with a luxury hair care line. So to give you some context, ClearStem is anti-acne and anti-aging, but also a non-toxic line with no hormone disruptors, which I know is something that a lot of you listening into this, especially if you're in like your fertility journey or whatever, you are concerned about that, or you just care about non-toxic products that actually work. I love their moisturizer so freaking much, their serums, their cleanser, their scrub. I've been using their products since 2018. I'm obsessed with this brand. And just recently, they came out with a luxury hair care line. And when I say luxury, I'm super excited about that because I've tried non-toxic or like different types of hair care lines that don't have hormone disruptors. And like, I've cared a lot about that, especially recently. And like some of them just leave your hair feeling like so greasy and flat. This is going to actually work to make your hair juicy and voluminous, but also not cause any breakouts. Because a lot of times when we get breakouts on our like hairline, which I don't know if you ever get that, but if you ever do, it's often because of our hair products. So ClearStem just created their own. So I love their products so freaking much. If you're interested in checking them out, as a listener of the show, you get a sweet discount. All you have to do is head to clearstemskincare.com, use code Kacia, K-A-C-I-A. You get a sweet discount on their products. And as always, if you love their skincare, because this is actually one of the things that I get the most DMs about when I mention this on the podcast, because so many of you try their products or their moisturizer or their freaking sunscreen, and you're like, this is amazing. DM me, let me know what you think. And again, head to clearstemskincare.com, use code Kacia, K-A-C-I-A for a sweet discount, and let me know what you think. All right, without further ado, let's dive back in. It has supported me because you wouldn't continue doing the same pattern if it hasn't served you in some way. So for me, creating chaos did work for me because it got me where I'm at now, right? It got me the career that I have now. It got me the income that I've created, the impact that I've made. It got me into this, you know, now 15-year relationship. Like it did work to this point. It's no longer serving me now because it's going to cause problems if I build this next business that we're creating, which is an even bigger vision than what I've had before with the real estate business that we're creating, my husband and I and our partners. It's like, I can't have it feel chaotic anymore. I have to challenge my belief, like I read to you at the beginning. Like, I'm excited to continue challenging the belief that I previously had of how I want to do work and grow and develop in my relationship by not doing this in a chaotic way, right? I have to challenge that belief consciously because it has been supported because it's actually gotten me the results that got me here today. And I'm grateful for being here today, but that belief is no longer going to serve me to get me where I want to go, right? So for you, let's use another example because I feel like this does come up often that I mentioned is like your fear of quote unquote outshining someone or quote unquote leaving someone behind. If that fear is having you play small and it's having you not call your shot on the things that you want to do or go for the dreams that you have on your heart because you're afraid of how it's going to impact your peer group, right? Your girlfriends that maybe you've been friends with since high school or college, or you're afraid of how it's going to impact your husband or your wife, or you're afraid of calling your shot because you think that you're going to be alone because you don't have the community yet around you to support you. Those are all valid fears. And they've been supported by the fact that those people haven't been offended by you if that's the fear that you have because you haven't called your shot and gone for it at the level that you want to go for it. So of course, the belief that you have has been supported. But I want to challenge you to say, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you could continuously challenge the belief that you previously held that you out, quote unquote, outshining is actually you just calling your shot and doing the thing that you want to do. And you actually have people that are going to support you. You're actually going to inspire people. You're actually going to be not just inspirational, but aspirational to people around you. It might make your marriage better. It might make your friendships better. You might find people that are like, yes, girl, I want to pour gasoline on your fire and continue to grow with you. You might find even more close relationships. What if you're wrong about the belief that you had? Because it's like, what typically holds you back is the first question. But the second one is really identifying how has that belief supported you to this current stage that you're in, right? And then you have all of these examples that you can look for, because our brains are like computers. We talk about this often on the podcast, right? Self-confirming bias, where you look for evidence to support your existing thoughts or beliefs to be true. So it's really, really important for us to notice, like, what is the belief that we've had that's holding us back? How has it supported us to get us where we want to go? And now how can we challenge it, right? How can we come up with an alternative path? And I've been really intentional, and I've been trying to be really, really open about this on the podcast, because I know this chaotic feeling that we often have, whether it comes from your childhood or maybe even comes from like your belief about how business has to feel, because you're listening to somebody on Instagram who's like, you have to post every single day, or you have to do XYZ in order to grow your business, or you have to, you know, constantly be doing XYZ. I'm not saying that it's not going to be hard and you're not going to have seasons where it's going to require you to put a lot more effort in, especially if you're in the beginning season of building a business, but it doesn't always have to feel chaotic. Just like you don't always have to feel scared of calling your shot and going for it and leaving someone behind, because they have the choice too. They have the choice to build their life however they want to. And I don't want you to get to the end of your TBD amount of days here with coulda, woulda, shouldas, wondering what would have happened if you would have gone for it and built the life that you wanted. And I also don't want you to get to your goal and not like the person that you were in pursuit of it. Because like I said, the reason that this thing that held me back is this idea that I would have to build my business in a really chaotic way again in order to see success. What supported that belief to be true is my current like stage of life, my current business, the growth of this podcast, the revenue that we've earned, the impact that we've made, the relationship that I'm in, the female friendships that I've had. Like, I got here doing it that way, but I did it that way before I had a baby. And now I won't like the person that I am if I built my business the way that I did before I had a baby. I just can't do it now. I won't like the mom that I am, which also means I won't like the pursuit of doing it if I do it that way again. So I have to get rid of that belief that it's required for me to get me where I want to go. So it's like, number one, what's holding you back? Number two, identifying how has that supported you? And the way that it supported you might be with your current success that you've seen thus far, right? And then challenging that belief by coming up with an alternative path and recognizing being wrong might be great for you, right? We're like, I'm recognizing that I can build this business, what I'm doing with Empower Her, with this podcast, with my podcast mastermind, with the speaking that I do and the, you know, retreats and stuff that I hold. And I can build another business that's going to be a huge business that my husband and I are doing in the real estate space. We, if you didn't know, we have a podcast called Get Investing, where we talk about real estate investing as a vehicle to create more freedom in your life. It's called Get Investing, G-H-E-T, Investing. Go check it out. Twice a week episodes. Love that podcast. It's super tactical too and a big passion of mine. But it's like, we're now creating this business where we're also going to be doing 4 fix and flips a month. Like, we're starting 4 projects at a time. So we have 2 under contract right now, and like that business is starting to grow. And it's like, I do not have the belief anymore that it has to feel so chaotic for me to get that business where we need to go while simultaneously supporting my business that also helps podcasters. But instead, I'm like, I'm wrong. That belief is not true, because I'm proving to myself that I can do less better. So it's like, number one, what's holding you back? Number two, understanding how has that supported you now? And then number three is like, what's an alternative path that you could create? And how can you find people that are modeling that path to reinforce the belief? And what I mean by that is, I'm actually going to like consciously make more effort to share more about like how I'm actually doing this, because I do think there's a need in like, even in the social media space, there's a need for people talking about how to build awesome businesses that they're obsessed with, but doing it in a way that feels really aligned, that they are getting to prioritize their family, but they're also able to earn businesses that can generate millions of dollars if that's what you want, right? Like, it is all possible, but it's hard to be what you can't see. So I'm feeling this like responsibility to start showing up and talking about this more, as I'm realizing that this is totally possible, because this old belief that I had that it had to feel really chaotic is just not true, because I'm proving to myself through this alternative path where, you know, for me, like tactically, we have a nanny that comes to our house where our son Brody's upstairs and I'm downstairs in the office, and I'm working less physical hours than I used to work before, but I'm able to get more done because I'm more focused. And it's like, I forget what the law is called, right? But it's like, when you have less time, you can get more done. And so I'm challenging myself to come up with an alternative path. And I think that's really powerful. So whatever your alternative path is, figure out what's holding you back and notice how it impacts multiple areas of your life, right? Does it affect your health? Does it affect your relationship with your significant other? Does it affect your dating, right? If you're out there dating, which by the way, if you didn't check out last week's episode with Matthew Hussey, if you're a single lady, you need to go check that out. And honestly, if you're just wanting to have a really awesome relationship, go check that episode out last Thursday's. Gosh, he was like a dream guest. I'm obsessed with him. Anyways, that being said, like, how is it holding you back? How has this belief supported you? And then what is an alternative path? And can you find someone who's living out that alternative path so you can say to yourself, if she can do it, I sure as hell can too, right? So I, for one, am excited to share with you how I continue to build business and build my life in a way that feels super aligned and doesn't feel chaotic and actually feels really freaking awesome, and how I'm finding the fact that I have to catch myself consciously when I want to repeat a pattern just because it's familiar from my upbringing. I still have to work against this at 34 years old, right? But I think it's really, really powerful when you're able to catch that belief, because then you recognize if you're the problem, you're also the solution, which is beautiful. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. As always, please let me know if you're listening into the show. I love getting your DMs on Instagram. I love hearing what's going on in your world. And just know that you're so appreciated. I love you. I'm rooting for you. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now. Or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.